talking about the patterns of influence between externalizing behavior, reading skills, and parental involvement, and I want to start by giving a little bit of background on the topic. So a child's entrance into elementary school has been identified as being a very important developmental transition. It's a time when children first have decreased parental supervision and also interactions with authority figures other than their own parents. In the same way, they're often forced to face new social roles and expectations. This important developmental transition often creates significant challenges to a child's coping mechanisms and also to their family structure, and has been shown to have stronger negative effects on those children who are at higher risk before they enter elementary school. Children entering elementary school in the inner city have a particularly difficult transition. They are often entering schools that have significant resource constraints, and those schools often may have lower learning expectations for their students. The parents of these children may have not been particularly successful in school and may also have not had particularly positive experiences as students. The literature has shown that children who are maladjusted to new school environments are at higher risk for problem behaviors. Problem behaviors, specifically externalizing behaviors, have been shown to be more stable than internalizing behaviors, which mean that they often last for a longer period of time and have a worse prognosis. They are also often resistant to many forms of intervention. There are many different dimensions of externalizing behavior, which all have in common symptoms that are disruptive to others. Externalizing behavior is characterized by hostile and aggressive behavior, impulsivity, hyperactivity, defiance, and concentration problems. Externalizing behavior early on can often lead to antisocial behavior, immature and unrewarding relationships with peers and adults, delinquency in childhood and adolescence, and criminality in adulthood. As a child enters school, their early experiences in the classroom can frame how they feel about school in general and often their future academic pursuits. Illiteracy can hold strong consequence for an individual's personal, professional, and emotional adjustment. And having poor reading skills in particular can affect a child's academic achievement as a whole. Individuals who are illiterate may often have limited social opportunities, and they may also have difficulty pursuing some of the most lucrative professions. Reading problems like externalizing behavior are often more stable and often persist into adulthood once established. Raising children in the inner city, parents often face increased levels of unique challenges. They often face increased neighborhood problems such as violence. They may hold multiple jobs, which limits the amount of time they have to spend with their children. And they may have limited social support in their communities. However, their child's transition into school remains as a very important developmental transition. A first grade child in particular forms his or her expectations about school and his or her self-identity based upon the evaluation by significant others. And literature has shown that positive parental involvement promotes competence and the internalization of parental values. It has also been shown to have a protective influence on conduct problems. So the interaction of reading skills, parental involvement in school, and externalizing behavior suggests multiple patterns of influence. This model suggests the existence of unidirectional or bidirectional relations between each of the variables. For example, in this model, poor reading skills may precede or exacerbate the emergence of externalizing behaviors as a child becomes frustrated, has a lower self-image, or may be demoralized in relation to school. In the opposite direction, behavioral problems may precede reading problems. For example, externalizing behavior may interfere with a child's proper classroom behavior or learning. There is considerable evidence in the literature to show that behavior problems do predict poor reading skills. There is mixed support for the hypothesis that poor reading skills predict behavior problems. The literature has shown that low positive parental involvement consistently predicts externalizing behavior. However, there is limited support for behavior problems affecting parental involvement. There is strong evidence of the effects of parental involvement on reading skills. However, limited research on whether reading skills predict parental involvement. These six patterns of influence are the focus of this study. This study uses data from a randomized controlled trial of a family-focused preventive intervention designed to address risk factors which lead to behavior problems. Schools and Families Educating Children, or SAFE Children, was a preventive intervention with two components. The first component was a multiple family group component, which focused on parenting skills, family relationships, managing challenges to the family, increasing social support among parents, and increasing parental involvement in school. The second component was a phonics-based reading tutoring program, which was developed as part of the Fast Track intervention. This reading tutoring program focused on basic reading skills, understanding letter-sound relationships, and blending sounds into words. SAFE Children lasted for 22 weeks and started at the beginning of the first grade. The sample population consisted of 424 low-income African-American and Latino families of children entering the first grade. The sample was taken from 7 Chicago public schools located in the inner city. The inner city refers to a set of urban poor communities characterized by extreme concentration of poverty, high rates of crime, high rates of multiple social problems such as early pregnancy and school dropout, and low rates of home ownership or business investment. Data were collected through individual interviews conducted with the primary caregiver, teachers, and children. There were 5 waves of data collection, which were collected over a period of 24 months, and as you'll notice, wave 4 was collected at the end of the first grade, and wave 5 was collected 6 months later in the child's second grade year. Due to financial constraints, data in wave 3 were only collected from teachers. Therefore, only data from waves 1, 2, 4, and 5 were used for this analysis. We used various measures to assess specific constructs of school functioning, behavior, and parenting and family relationships. 4 subscales of the Woodcock Diagnostic Reading Battery were used to measure reading skills. A composite of the teacher and parent observations of classroom adaptation were used to measure 3 aspects of externalizing behavior: aggression, hyperactivity, and concentration. And a composite of the parent and teacher forms of the Fast Track Parent Involvement Scales were used to measure parental involvement in school. So, our analytic model centered around the comparison of growth trajectories of specific intervention targets among participants using 4 data points. Using this model, we were able to compare relative levels at baseline as well as changes of these levels over time and compare these to each other. The specific intervention targets analyzed were reading skills, externalizing behavior, and parental involvement in school. For example, in this model, A1, A2, A4, and A5 could be a measurement of reading skills in waves 1, 2, 4, and 5. B1, B2, B4, and B5 could be a measurement of externalizing behavior in waves 1, 2, 4, and 5. Because we focused on the latent variables rather than the observed variables, my presentation of our results will center around this model. So in this model, intercept is defined as the initial level of a variable. Slope is defined as the change in levels over time of a variable. Pathways from the intercept of one variable to the intercept of another variable signify the relation between the initial levels of the 2 variables. For example, we may expect kids who read better at the beginning to also demonstrate less externalizing behavior early on. Pathways from the slope of one variable to the slope of another variable signify the relation between the changes in the 2 variables. For example, children who show greater improvements in reading may also show greater decreases in externalizing behavior. Pathways from the intercept of one variable to the slope of that same variable signify the relation between the initial level and the change in levels of that variable. For example, children who are weaker readers early on may show significant improvements in reading over time. And finally, pathways from the intercept of one variable to the slope of a different variable signify the relation between the initial level of the first variable and the change in the second variable. For example, children who are stronger readers early on may have larger decreases in externalizing behavior over time. And these last pathways are the focus of our hypotheses. We tested an alternative model in which we controlled for the intervention effects and found that the results were not biased by these effects. Another alternative model that we tested was a two-group model in which we tested for any moderation for the treatment condition, gender, or ethnicity, and found no systematic bias created by these factors. So when we use that simultaneous latent growth curve to test the relation between reading skills and externalizing behavior, we found a significant negative relation between externalizing behavior at baseline and change in reading skills over time. In other words, high levels of externalizing behavior early on were related to lower reading skills over time. We also found a significant negative relation between reading skills at baseline and change in reading skills over time. Weaker readers early on may improve more over time. Although this does require further study, this may be in effect a regression towards the mean, in which weaker readers improve more and stronger readers improve less. Finally, we found a significant negative link between reading skills and externalizing behavior at baseline. This means that stronger reading skills early on were linked to less externalizing behavior early on. It is important to note that contrary to previous findings, reading skills early on did not predict change in externalizing behavior over time. So when we use that same model to test the relation between parental involvement in school and externalizing behavior, we found a significant negative relation between parental involvement in school at baseline and change in externalizing behavior over time. In other words, high parental involvement in the beginning is related to decreases in externalizing behavior over time. We also found a significant negative relation between externalizing behavior early on and changes in parental involvement over time. In other words, high levels of externalizing behavior early on is related to decreases in parental involvement over time. And when we tested the relation between parental involvement in school and reading skills using that same model, we found no significant relations. So the results of this study showed evidence of a unidirectional relation between externalizing behaviors and reading skills. In other words, early externalizing behaviors predict later change in reading skills. We also found evidence of a bidirectional relation between parental involvement in school and externalizing behaviors. In other words, early parental involvement was shown to predict later change in externalizing behaviors, and in the opposite direction, early externalizing behaviors were shown to predict later change in parental involvement. When we tested the relation between parental involvement in school and reading skills, we found no relation. The results of this study demonstrate that a focus on reducing problem behaviors holds strong consequence for improving reading skills and increasing parental involvement in school. Interventions should also be mindful of the bidirectional relation between parental involvement in school and externalizing behavior. It is important to note that the conclusions drawn from this study are specific to this and similar data sets. These results can be generalized to urban minority samples, but not necessarily to all populations and settings. In addition, since our intervention focused on affecting change in multiple variables, causal relations could not be determined from our data. Despite the significant patterns of influence found in this study, more research is needed to clarify the strength and direction of pathways between reading skills, parental involvement, and externalizing behaviors. Thank you.